Greetings, everyone. This is Amy Showalter with Roots of Success for March 2026. This is the story behind the story of Amyism number 92. It is a new Amyism. And you might wonder, Showalter, why do you share the story behind the story? Well, I do this because I get many requests as to how did you come up with this? When did you start these? Why do you do this? And the Amyism page on my website is one of the, if not the most visited page on the site, because you can get a pretty good sense of how we practice in our philosophy here. And that brings the right people in, and the people that don't agree with it or don't understand, it turns them away, and that's totally fine. So nevertheless, I wanted to share this one that I came across recently. It's an oldie but a goodie from Dr. Craig Fleischer. And he said this, quote, "You likely don't need to conduct a grassroots performance assessment if your grassroots program regularly improves itself, is self-sustaining, never has a breakdown or letdown, works every time, wins every time, and everyone that matters knows that it was responsible for positive legislative outcomes. Unfortunately, I've never experienced such a program, and I've seen some pretty good ones in action in my decades of studying them around the globe." And that's from Craig Fleischer, PhD. So I wish I would have said that myself, but the thoughtful Dr. Fleischer said it for me. I've known him since the turn of the century, before I left Nationwide Insurance to start the Showalter Group, and I always admired his advanced thinking about the public affairs function, including grassroots advocacy and PACs, and particularly how the profession can and should gain more stature in the larger organization. What I liked is his emphasis on the word performance. It reminded all of us of the importance of evaluating that, not just conducting an audit, not just auditing what you do and don't do according to some arbitrary and temporary best practice that you heard at a conference, but examining your results. And remember, inertia or a loss is still a result that needs to be examined, how those results came about, and asking hard questions about how you can improve those results. You know, we love doing this, and we help organizations conduct really rigorous comparative evaluations where we'll look at all their state chapters, or we'll look at some of the local organizations, and we'll look at the high performers, the mediocre performers, and the poor performers. And some will refrain from doing this because, and you can't make this up, they're afraid that it will somehow, and this was a direct quote, quote, hurt their coworkers' feelings, period, unquote. And perhaps they've not had great role models in their organization in terms of how to provide proper feedback, and so there has been some organizational hurt there in the past, but we always make observed behavior recommendations. We don't cast aspersions and cast blame. But I was stunned when I heard that as a rationale for not conducting any type of program evaluation. Note in this Amyism where he says that everyone that matters knows that it was responsible for positive outcomes. I know of many productive government relations team members that simply don't get the credit they deserve because they work with coalitions and their trade associations, so they think they can't take credit for anything. That's a mistake in thinking. You can. You have a unique voice to bring to any legislative debate that wouldn't be there if your organization was not there. So you have to always give yourself credit for your contributions to these efforts. You know, the Super Bowl and the Olympics reminded us, my friends, that we still keep score. We measure things. And if the world-class performers, whether they win or lose, will, and you know they will, go back and look at their performances with a critical eye, so should we. You can, safely and without hurting anyone's feelings, try this in your organization. It doesn't hurt to have an outside voice to help you navigate the sometimes difficult conversations. And guess what? Those conversations will reveal those who want to improve and the excuse makers pretty quickly. This is Amy with The Roots of Success.